Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes lifted up. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quietened myself down, like a child that is being fed by its mother. My soul is even like that of a little child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from now and forever. So, this is how we should feel, and I'm sure that this is how Hezekiah felt when he was healed from what was otherwise a terminal illness that would have resulted in his death, that you think, oh, I will never again be proud, I will not lift my eyes up, my heart will not be proud, I won't get involved in things that are too great for me, I will just be like a little baby, happy with its mother and being fed. And that is how you feel at certain points in your life when God does great things for you. But then the hard thing is to keep on living like that with God and not to slip away from that level of feeling calm and humble with God. To walk humbly with your God, as Micah says, this is the greatest way. To just walk humbly with God, to have humility and to be at peace with Him. But, as I say, you can feel like that at certain dramatic moments when God has saved you, but the hard thing is, as it was for Hezekiah, to keep on living like that. Now, if this is about Hezekiah, after he had the news that, no, okay, you're not going to die, I'll give you another 15 years, we're told that his heart was lifted up in pride. And here he says, oh, my heart is not lifted up. Well, no, it wasn't lifted up, but it was in the end. And so that's a trouble. You can be very humble at one point in your life, but then when life starts going well again, then you get lifted up. And the great thing about spiritual life is to be humble, even when things are going well, and not just in the times of crises.